The subject for today in our devotion with Oswald Chambers is purity. He says in, or God says in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And how is it that we remain pure? We remain pure through confession by the Holy Spirit to the Father, through accountability with other people, through applying the things that we're learning in the Scriptures. But I will say another thing, and he hints at this in the devotion today. It's through serving other people and putting other people before us. It says in Philippians 2, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort in love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but in humility count others as more important than yourselves. Let each of you not only look to his own interest, but to the interest of others. And then he goes to show you that that's the exact way that Christ treated us, and we've been called to treat other people in that same way. One of the ways that we can stand pure and remain pure is by putting ourselves last, not putting ourselves before other people, but instead serving other people, considering other people as more important than ourselves, and asking God by His Spirit to give us a right understanding of who we are, that we were wretched and sinful, but in God's grace, He has made us right with Himself through the blood sacrifice of His own Son and through our faith in that sacrifice. And by remaining and understanding that's who we really are, I think it puts us in perspective, and we can just thank Him daily. God, thank you for the sanctification of your Spirit. Thank you for the work that you're doing in my life. Thank you that nothing can separate me from you, and strengthen me today to want to serve you and not myself. Strengthen me today to want to honor you and not myself. Strengthen me today to want to be pure before you and not care what other people think. And let the overflow of that be servitude of others and not service of myself.